funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas. What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But Squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Get all your outdoor jobs done with Screwfix, with great value on pressure washers, mowers and outdoor paint from top brands like Karcher, Titan and Ronseal. Shop on the app, online or in-store.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco. Every little helps.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
2 minutes past eight, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the White House says it will appeal a court decision that the US president exceeded his powers when he announced sweeping taxes on imported goods. Tariffs are typically approved by Congress, but Donald Trump argued he had to act because it was a national emergency. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks has been reading the ruling.
It says that the president overstepped his authority by imposing across-the-board tariffs on imports from countries that have trade deficits with the United States, from countries that sell more to the United States than they buy.
In other news this morning, Radio X has found there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives to school, with an average of 12 discovered every day. Figures we've seen show a 60% jump in 2 years. The government set a target of halving knife crime over the next decade. A new military command unit is being set up to tackle cyber warfare. So after more than 90,000 cyber attacks on UK defence systems over the past 2 years, more than £1 billion is also being spent by the government on technology to speed up battlefield decisions. And after telling us we've had the sunniest spring on record in the UK, the Met Office now say we are twice as likely to have a hot summer this year. Their new three-month outlook is forecasting an increased risk of heat waves. It's only a guide, though. They're also predicting a higher chance of rain at the start of June.
No!
Sport.
Chelsea midfielder Cole Palmer says they've delivered when it matters to end their season on a high. They followed up securing fourth spot in the Premier League at the weekend by lifting the Conference League trophy in Poland last night. He set up two goals as they came from behind to beat Real Betis 4-1.
I think we showed on Sunday that we can go to a tough place and win. And tonight, even when we was losing, I feel like we've shown good character again and we come back there.
Wasn't a good night for Manchester United, though. They were booed off in their first match of their post-season tour of Asia. Ruben Amorim's side lost 1-0 to ASEAN All-Stars in Malaysia. Defeat in Kuala Lumpur came just 3 days after they rounded off their worst ever Premier League campaign, where they were beaten a record 18 times. That's 18 times. What are you laughing at?
Huh?
I mean, that's a fact.
No, I'm not laughing at that story. I'm laughing at the other one.
Which one?
The one before that.
What, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Oh, they did well.
Yeah, but I was laughing at it.
Oh, why?
Read it again.
He set up two goals that came from behind to beat your child.
No, he set up two goals.
Yeah, two goals. Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
And the weather. Cloudy with some patchy rain for much of the UK. Sunny spells for central and eastern areas later. Temperatures up to 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? I'm keeping the energy levels up.
Pretty good.
Yeah. How you doing, yeah? Welcome to the show. Thursday, if you've just woken up, 6 minutes past eight. Thanks. So tomorrow night, I'm DJing at Pub in the Park. I'm doing my 90s hangover show. And I've just had some bad news.
Oh.
But good news.
Right.
Because James Robinson, who can't come to the gig tomorrow, has suddenly just realised he can now come to the gig tomorrow at Pub in the Park.
That's terrific news.
He got his dates mixed up.
Yeah.
So he says he can make it. Now, normally I'd be like, oh, no, I don't want him there.
But now we're best friends.
It's brilliant. It's actually great, and I'm really happy.
Why?
Well, we do a bit. We do a little bit in the show with where we do a joke about Bewitched, and then I have like a leprechaun come on.
Right.
Mm. And they can't do it this week, so I really need somebody short and tiny.
Ah,
and he can make it now.
Hello.
Beautiful.
No, I'm too tall to be a leprechaun.
What a gig, James.
5'8".
Quite like me, da. Like that.
That's great.
So you can do that.
So I can't do that. I can't make that bit.
Believe me, the weatherman.
And all that.
Tune.
Oh, so you can go now. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Will you be on your own? Because Chelsea can't bring the radiator.
No. Chelsea will be coming. But right. She is not, as we've discussed.
So have you got your tickets?
No.
Who do you have to email?
I have to go to pubinthepark.com and then use the code Moyles and you get two for one.
Two for one?
Text my mate Chris and say, hello, how are you? Any chance?
Well, we've got a partnership, so we should be able to sort that out.
Yeah.
Tom Kerry chose us. You know, if it wasn't for us,
we could hang out backstage.
I don't think you'll get backstage access.
In the green room?
Unfortunately.
We could have some...
Dom, have you ever been to Pub in the Park?
I've been to many Pub in the Parks. Been to Albans, been
haven't
to
been backstage?
Twice. What do you want to say?
No.
No, I haven't.
See, you have.
No, I haven't.
There.
See,
there's no backstage.
No, you can't go there.
No, you have. You said you did.
No, that wasn't backstage. Yeah. That was front of stage, I called it.
We can hang out.
Matt Deverson is not listening to Radio X this week because it's half term and we proved this the other day by playing lots of Music From Now albums.
Yes.
And people have already started texting in telling me their favourite or their best first ever Now album that they bought. And here's one... On double cassette, says Matt in St. Helens, Now 13.
Oh.
Now, I know 13. Now 13. We had that on CD.
Did you?
A hospital radio.
Did
you? And it featured Yaz, The Only Way Is Up, on track number one.
What a tune this is.
Now, Captain, this was very modern for its time.
It was modern. Technically, everything was modern once, wasn't it?
I listened to Yaz's album the other week.
Did you?
Yeah.
She was really cool, wasn't she? She had sort of cropped blonde hair.
Do you know this track? It's called The Only Way Is Up. Listen to these lyrics. Hold on. Now, After that, track number two, you had... Do you know Womack? Have you ever heard of Womack?
No.
All right, well...
What words are we saying?
What?
Go on.
Womack.
Womack.
Yeah, yeah. And Womack.
Right, say it again.
And Womack and Womack.
Okay.
Yeah. Teardrops.
Oh, tune.
What a tune. Do you know this one, Captain?
No, not yet.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
There you go.
Reminds me, baby, of you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, Vince Clark, Andy Bell.
Finsbury Park.
No, Vince Clark.
Oh, sorry.
Andy Bell.
Yeah.
Erasure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now.
A little respect.
A little respect, yes. He says.
Come
on. It was track number three on Now 13 that Matt had on a double cassette.
Oh.
Sing.
I try to discover.
This song's immense.
A little something to make me sweet.
It's not a mess, it's really good.
Now, immense.
On Sunday, I was doing a festival in Leyland, Music in the Park, and on the lineup was Hue and Cry.
Oh, so good.
And their album Remote, which had Ordinary Angel on. I told Pat Kane, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, the good story that I interviewed him when this came out.
Oh.
And he signed my album.
Oh.
And he wrote
Steve
on it
Wright.
To the future Steve Wright.
Brilliant.
And about 8 years later, I got that time slot.
They were the first band I ever saw live. They were
Hue and
when
Cry.
I saw Madonna, they supported them.
They were brilliant. Now, there's also on this album, and I don't know if I've done this with you before, Captain.
All right.
But let me open up a Jurassic Park-sized set of doors and invite you into a world of music that you wish you'd have known about before, but you'll be so happy that you finally found out about the man...
Big doors.
...that is Bobby McFerrin.
Now, the door isn't open. Maybe I've popped into that little look into the window.
Oh, well,
the
come on in.
Open.
Come on in, Bobby.
Go on, welcome
Bobby's
me
waiting.
In.
Bobby's waiting.
Yeah.
He made noises with his mouth and by slapping parts of his body.
Yeah, he made a fortune.
I learned about Bobby McFerrin through Family Guy.
Right.
Where he falls down the stairs and then makes a noise for every step he falls onto.
He's very talented. Very talented.
Made a fortune out of the chocolate advert as well, didn't he, Bobby McFerrin, I think?
He did.
Was it milk? No. What was it?
What's his big song?
Thinking About Your... Well, Don't Thinking Worry, Be Happy is his big one. But he did Thinking About Your Body, which he then did Thinking About Your Chocolate
for
Cadbury's Dairy Milk. And that song went something like...
So you can see why Family Guy made it sound like he was falling down the stairs.
Yes, it's quite accurate, actually.
That impression, by the way, is spot on.
Yeah.
I think I believe that.
Yeah. You're doing a real Leeds accent with you.
The Yorkshire McFerrin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, baby, I'm thinking about your body. I'm thinking about your face.
Tom Daly's just turned his car around.
This is
not coming on anymore.
That's what he did.
It's such a good song, that.
It sounds good from your rendition.
Would you like to hear the original?
Oh, I'm begging to.
Okay, here it is.
I'm telling you.
I love how you're really stopping yourself from making yourself laugh.
Now, shall I play the original?
Please, finally. Okay.
That's him just slapping himself.
Yeah. He stands on a bit of Lego every so often.
There's a chicken in there now. Yeah, I think you did it a bit of a disservice.
Not much, though.
When he did it live, he did a full version, he was beaten up.
He's covered in bruises. Terrible.
Anyway, there you are.
That's a fresh tune, though, isn't it?
Fresh.
Fresh, man.
Anyway, fresh. He did Don't Worry, Be Happy, of course, which is the big song that he did. Don't worry. Be happy. Sing it.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
There you go. So there's Bobby McFerrin.
I've got the family.
Is it clean?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Let's hear Mr. Bobby
making
McFerrin.
It to Grandma and Grandpa's house. This is more exciting than that time I saw Bobby McFerrin fall down all those stairs.
And now it makes sense, doesn't it? See? Anyway, Matt, just a few of the memories from your now 13 on double cassette. You're more than welcome. This is the best breakfast show in the whole of the UK.
Radio X.
Coming up, more great gags that will never get old from the Chris Moyle Show.
Woohoo!
Speaking of good classic comedy, we've got comedian Tim Key in the studio with Chris and the team after 9.
Maybe.
Plus, we can't wait to dive into our next interview. We're chatting to the Olympic diver, Tom Daly. But before that, we'll dive into some music. I'm using the dive joke too much, aren't I?
A little bit, yeah.
Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
That's what I just said right there.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate, play us straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field and keep it real. For you no way, for you no way. So if you don't break, just overcome. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs one of these. Hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
And all the girls say I'm pretty fly.
For a white guy.
He needs some cool tunes, not just any will suffice. But they didn't have Ice Cube, so he brought vanilla. Cruising in his Pinto, he sees homies as he pass. But if he looks twice, they're gonna kick his lily ass. So don't debate, play us straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field and keep it real. For you know way, for you know way. So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least you know. Now he's getting a tattoo, yeah, he's getting ink done. He asked for a 13, but they drew a 31. Friends say he's trying too hard, and he's not quite hip. But in his own mind, he's the dopest trap.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
So don't debate, play us right. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field and keep it real. For you know way, for you know way. So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs one of these.
Hey,
the world loves one of these.
Hey,
let's get some more one of these. Hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
That's the Offspring and Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Right, now 4 and now 11 are bangers, says Mark. This is the Now That's What I Call Music feature, because Matt Deverson is clearly not listening to Radio X.
Yeah.
So wing away with stuff. Has Tom Daly arrived yet?
He's in the building.
Is he in the green room or is he doing... Is he knitting?
He's knitting.
Right.
Is he?
sitting there, sitting, doing some knitting, making a jumper.
He's so good at knitting.
Teddy or a cardigan, something like that.
He's doing a knitting show soon.
Dominic, I'm going to take you back to the Now That's What I Call Music album number 11. This is for Mark, who said they are top bangers.
Oh.
Now, what's that?
I think I've got it on 7-inch.
It's a cover version, but it's a brilliant, brilliant. They did a lot of cover versions, this band, but you don't really.
Is the first word maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
You're close then.
That's right. It's a cover version of Wonderwall. Okay, you ready, Captain? This hasn't dated at all.
No.
This sounds like it could have been made last week.
Oh, I know this.
Maybe I didn't treat you out of love.
Pet Shop Boys.
Pet Shop Boys.
They did quite a few.
That was, I think that got to number one, that song.
Great version.
Yeah.
That's right, the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes.
Woo, woo.
That's it.
On the same album is, you know, I love a song with a story.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like Nisloppy, the JCB song, which is lovely.
Beautiful. Or
we played Squeeze the other day, didn't we, up the Junction. Mm. I do like a song that tells a story from start to finish.
Oh.
Oh. Get that car started there. Oh, this is great. Now, here's a simple story. I mean, when I say this maybe hasn't aged well, but he's basically shouting,
Hey, you. Get into my car.
Get into my car, which is...
Get into my car.
Billy Ocean, and this was a massive hit in the charts.
Oh,
now, when you go through the lyrics of it, not massively aged well. Lady coming down the road.
Who's that lady,
Captain?
Who's that woman
walking through my door? What's the score? I'll be the sun shining on you. Hey, Cinderella, step in your shoe. I'll be your non-stop lover. Get it while you can. Your non-stop miracle. I'm your man. So what does he want her to do?
Get out of my dreams.
Get out of my dreams.
Get into my car.
Get into his car.
If she wants
to. Get in the back seat, baby. Oh,
get out of my car.
Maybe he's a chauffeur.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
He's got his jacket on the passenger.
Is it Uber? Is he the driver?
Is that what it was? Yeah. One of the best lines in this song, by the way. Mm. Listen. Listen to this lyric. You ready?
Yeah.
Lady driver, let me take your wheel.
Do you know what? There's still people in the country who can relate to that.
It's some of the most rubbish innuendo I've ever heard.
Isn't it?
Yeah, lady driver, let me take your wheel. Why? What do you mean?
Mm.
Oh, you know, I'm off with you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Kiss your mouth.
Mm. Now I can also give... Oh, God, this is so mad. This is
an 80s show.
It's great radio. Well, it's because it's now 11.
Yeah.
If you wanted the 90s, we could have gone Now 32.
This wasn't our choice. This was, you know, this was somebody else's album, James.
Now, I'm trying to think. I was listening to this the other day.
Wait.
I was running at the weekend and I was listening to it and I just put it on play, right? So I'm running to Always On My Mind, Get Out My Dreams, Billy Ocean, Eddie Grant.
Oh, give me hope, Joanna.
I'm on the treadmill trying to run to a song about apartheid, which is very weird.
This is such a great song, though.
And then this one comes on.
Oh.
I'm skipping that because I can't... Let Johnny H. Jazz come on.
What's this called?
Turn Back the Clock. T'Pau, Valentine, which is an absolute tune. Listen to that. Fresh rock and guitar-based music with a female vocal. And then I was listening to this as I was finishing my run at the weekend, and I'm like, so I've got the phone like at the side, so I'm like, oh, I recognise this. What is this?
Like bongos.
I'm not there yet.
I've not heard this band in years. And there'll be loads of people now going, oh my God, I know what this is.
It's quite sound, isn't it?
Shall I tell you what it is? I'll let it play for a little bit first. Right. Yeah, I'll jump to some vocals.
Oh, yes.
Come on, let's get to that chorus. Oh. Come on, here we go, Dom. The Mission.
The Mission.
Yeah. Yorkshire Goth.
Yeah. Are they Yorkshire?
Are they? Yeah. I thought they were a Leeds band, The Mission. Is it Wayne? Him.
Wayne Rooney.
That's it. Wayne Rooney was the lead singer.
Yeah, he was good, actually.
Very talented.
I feel as I'm really educating you all today with music.
The Mission, there was a kid in our school who was obsessed with The Mission. Was an album called Children, I think, and he just sang it all the time. Morning, Andy Sheriff.
Well, anyway, there you go. Great memories of Now 11. Okay, James, what's next?
That's Tom right. Daly.
It's Now 12, so let's 12. Go to Now 12. Which was really ahead of its time back then in the late 80s, because it knew that Blossoms, Your Girlfriend would be made in the future. Does this sound dated to you, Captain?
No, this sounds so hot, so fresh.
I don't know about that. Tom Daly, Splish Splash. He's going to be on the show soon. In the meantime, Blossoms.
I'm a boy, and she's a girl. More charm than most movie stars. So we met through a friend. We rent a place and she comes round to stay. And now your girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. It's no sure shot, but she likes all my favorite things. I know I shouldn't, but I'd like to spend more time with her. I wish she'd come over today. Tell they get along so well. Is it possible she likes me too? I'm not sure if I should read between those lines. And now your girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. I should be moving out, but can't, cause we just signed a lease. My hands are shaking, the bedroom walls are paper thin. I heard her come over today. And when she smiles, I can't hide my jealousy. Oh, I can't take it. Boy, I hope she's faking it. I heard he bought a ring today.
Blossoms.
I heard they got engaged.
That is Your Girlfriend at Radio X. Right, Tom Daly is coming in to talk to us about, I actually don't know what, a movie, a book. He's been knitting some teddy bears or something. We'll chat in a bit. In the meantime, I love this from Wombats.
Come and steal a car with me, and we'll drive it to Belize. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a set sail for the Far East. I dream of the trouble we'll get in. How do you say help in Mandarin? And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all, you know.
to hers, steal some cash from your mother's purse, and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed. Every bad idea just feels exactly like a great idea. And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. You know, I can't say no.
If you don't think that song's brilliant, then there's something wrong with you. That's the Wombats and Can't Say No. Tom Daley on the show in a few minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X. Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Running a business and keeping it in good shape means being able to see what's going on, even when you're on the move. With Square, the point of sale system, you get a brilliant user-friendly app that lets you manage and monitor your business anytime and from anywhere. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square, business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011, registered reference number 900846.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery. Because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours. But only if your door is in the draw.
People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning.
Morning Royalty.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, Antarctic saviour is Penguin Poo. Plus, to celebrate the runaway success of the Bloomin' Legends podcast, we want to hear about the legends in your own life, and Harry paints our pet town of West Bromwich red. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Samantha?
Go on, reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Dive in, the water's lovely. Not my words.
I'm going to do that line again as well. I'll do the not my words before we get
Oh, yeah, before you do that.
Tom Daly, in his underpants, will be live in the studio next.
San Francisco Bay, house be 39, early PM, can't remember what time. Got the waiting cab, stopped at the red light. A dress I'm sure of, but it's not just right. It started straight off, coming here as hell. That's his first words, we asked what he meant. He said, where you from? We told him our lot. We take a holiday, is this what you want? Yourself and tourists, yeah, that's what I hate. You said we're going wrong, we've all become the same. We dress the same ways, only our accents change. So have a nice day. Have a nice day. It's all money gum, no artists anymore. You're only in it now to make a mom all and more. So have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Hey, have a nice day. Tom Daly's about to come in and see us. We were talking this morning about, we were just saying how if you take part in Team GB,
yeah,
do you get like paid like peanuts, like a stock amount of money or something?
Yeah.
Because that's a weird thing. Imagine being the best of the best and you win a gold and it's like, yeah, here you go, here's your £32.50 or whatever it is.
And get a sandwich and crisps for lunch.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? Mm. It's a strange thing. And then when you retire, you bring him in. Do you get any, do they give you like a gold watch or do you get, here he is, look, here comes Tom. Oh, look at this fashionista.
Come and have a seat.
What are you wearing?
You look awesome. You.
Someone's been shopping.
Oh no, I designed this one. This one comes out next week in Reese.
Stop.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh,
I like little crochet Reece and denim number.
I like it. I don't know if it'd suit me.
Yeah, you would.
Do you think?
That. Yeah.
Tom, how are you? Tom.
Thank you. I'm doing good. I got in from LA yesterday, so I'm a little bit like jet lagged.
Yeah, oh, that's a tough flight as well.
Yeah, it's a long one.
We were talking this morning. Good to see you again, good by the way. Too. I'm not seeing you forever. We were talking this morning, and you don't have to get too much into detail if you don't want to. When you're part of Team GB,
yeah,
right, in the sport that you were in, right,
mm-hmm.
Do you all get paid the same? Is it like a token thing? Like, here's like 35 quid a week or whatever it is?
No, well, kind of. But it depends how good you are. You get, there's tiered. You get, if you qualify for the major of the year, you get a certain amount. And then if you come in the top eight, you get more.
Right.
If you win an Olympic medal, you get to the top tier, which is like, I think it's 27 a year.
27 grand a year.
Yeah.
That's all you, medalist. For being a gold medalist.
Yeah, that's what you get.
That's rubbish.
But then, like, I'm really fortunate to have, like, the sponsors and do all that kind of stuff. But that's kind of part of the reason why you see athletes doing brand partnerships for that reason. And but not everyone gets the opportunity to do that. So that's why athletes probably need more support in that sense.
It's not a lot of money, is it?
It's not a lot of money at all.
The world at your sport.
Because you became famous fairly quickly. Well, as in, obviously, you were diving since you were, like, 3 years old or something
yeah, exactly.
crazy. But so you've got, like, all that fame and you're earning, like, 27 grand a year, which ain't shabby, but still at the same time. You're like, you must have been, like,
the poorest... until I was 16 either.
Oh, really? So,
you must have been the poorest famous person in Britain for a while.
Yeah, it's one of those things, I think, you know, going from a young age, and I didn't ever do it for that.
No, of course, I know that. It's always... It's a calling.
Yeah, it was something that, you know, for me, diving was such a huge part of my life, and, like, the last time I ever did a dive into a diving pool was in the Olympics last year, so... That's a very big, like, shift and change to now be, like, retired, so...
And you've got no interest in going off a diving board now?
No.
None?
I feel like it's one of those things that when you go on holiday and people are, like, sitting around the pool, I'm like, I do that every day.
Right.
Like, sitting by the pool is, like, not not what, all that fun for me.
Do you feel, like, when you go on holiday with the family, do you get a villa so that nobody just stares at you every time you walk near the pool?
You know, I don't even remember the last time I went on holiday. So, like, I feel like...
God, you've got no money.
Yeah, exactly. I always feel like, for me, I am always doing something, and then with the kids going to school that kind of stuff, it always ends up, whether it's work or whether it's, you know, staying at home. Because sometimes I travel so much when it comes to work stuff between LA and London.
Like,
sometimes, if I have a chance, just to stay still for a moment is also quite nice.
No, stop.
Get on a staycation.
Yeah.
You should be getting away. You know your fella's very successful, right? Yeah. He should be forking out on a holiday. That's what he should be doing.
You know, I feel like we're both like workaholics in that sense. So we both like to go and, like, you know, do stuff. Like, I've been doing all kinds of, like, stuff, and knitting stuff, and then with the documentary, and, like, I just feel like it's been, and whenever we do get a chance, like on the weekends and stuff, we just like hanging out with the kids by the pool at the house and just being able to...
Oh, you've got a pool at the house! What, here in the UK?
No, in LA.
I was about to say. Yeah, so you based there now? Or
to live in LA now.
When did you make the move?
2 years ago.
How is it?
The weather is just great. Oh, like, being able to wake up and, you know, sometimes you, on the weekend, you know, I feel like people in California take it for granted, right? Mm. Every weekend I'm like, are we going to do a barbecue again this weekend? And they're like, why are you doing a barbecue? Well, what's the occasion? I'm like... It's sunny.
You can.
And we can.
Yeah.
So, like, I always, like, you know, force the Californians to get outside because they just like sitting inside in AC.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, let's get outside. We'll make the most of it.
Have you been there long enough that if the weather's a little bit drizzly, you're like, oh, it's drizzly. It's like being back home.
I'm like, I'm one of those people that's like 20 degrees. I'm like, oh gosh, it's freezing outside. And like, everyone's got their, it is surreal to like when it's like 23 degrees, everyone's got like woolly hats on.
Yeah.
You're like, what is going on here?
Horses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, come on, you can get your shorts on.
Absolutely.
So talk to me about this outfit. You've designed this.
Yes.
And you're doing, what, a partnership with Reese?
Yeah, it's a Pride collection. So the proceeds go to Rainbow Railroad.
You're so good. This is why you've got no money.
It's really good. I like that.
Do something for you. Oh, you did.
You know,
the British Gas advert.
I do plenty of, you know, brand stuff. So I'm doing all right. You know, it's time to, you know, with... pride, it's important to do it for the right reasons.
So when is this coming out?
This comes out on Monday, actually.
Great.
Okay, and what can we expect? What are we looking at here?
There's all kinds of things. There's T-shirts, there's lots of knitwear, there's some sparkly sequin stuff. They've got all sorts going on.
So is that a matching jacket?
It's
and
a co-ord, matching jacket and shorts.
Nice.
See, yeah. it looks good on you.
I don't think me and Chris could get away with
If I appeared on holiday, because there's a big group of us go away every summer, if I suddenly appeared dressed like that, they would rip it out.
Nah, you could do it.
Honestly, Tom, it's
I'm not saying I wouldn't look good.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's nice.
There's some of the.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Jacket.
What is that? That's like
a woolen t-shirt.
It's lots of knitwear stuff. Yeah. We got all sorts going. There's cardigans. There's shirts. There's a sequin shirt as well. Nice blue sequin shirt. I reckon you could rock that.
Keep. We'll have a look on the website.
There you go.
Now, talk me through what we're looking at there.
You know, me put my collar up. You know, but all of it is like hand finished as well.
So is that a knitted sleeveless jumper with, is it sequins?
Yeah,
and it says the word lover on it. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
That is it. Oh. You're going to be coming in wearing that tomorrow. Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to be like, all right, how you doing? Walking out by the pool with my pint of lager on holiday. How you doing? Chris, what are you, you're wearing a knitted sequined sleeveless jumper with the word lover on.
That's right, yes I am.
You just need the Olympic rings tattoo as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great tattoo, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Why are you not fat yet? Why are you not? What's going on? Why are you?
I try my best to like continue exercising. I feel like lots of athletes, they either go one way or the other after finishing. You're either so sick of exercising that you never want to do it again.
Yeah.
Or you kind of have a different relationship with it where, you know, I feel like exercising just makes you feel good. So like I just do like half an hour a day.
I guess for now, exercise is for you rather than part of the job and an absolute necessity.
Exactly. So I now do things like I hike or I play pickleball or like I go for runs or I, you know, go to the gym and do classes. Like I don't have like a set schedule.
So I've got a question.
Go on.
What's pickleball?
Pickleball?
Yeah.
It's like... Oh gosh, it's a very California thing, I think, as well. It's like tennis.
You're so LA.
But the racket is like the racket is like a beach paddle almost. Like right. You play ping and the ball is like has loads of the holes in it.
So it's like almost so can't go sort of very
too,
far.
It can't go too fast, but it's like still quite fast paced and you play doubles.
Pickleball.
Yeah, P-I-C-K.
You are so LA, Tom Daly.
I know, but it's so fun. Like being outside. Like, see, it's like...
Oh, I see.
So it's like fast, but not.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've got bad knees, you see. I've had knees that, like, you know, I'm getting on.
Getting on a bit, Tom. Well, you know, 30.
No, 31. I was 31 last week.
Oh, my heart bleeds. It really does.
It's, pickleball, that sounds great.
It is actually really good fun. There's loads of, like, there's also paddleball as well, which is like...
Yeah.
But pickleball is kind of like a step down on the intensity, but can still be pretty competitive.
Where's the last time you walked anywhere in LA? And I'm not talking about a hike.
I walk quite a lot. Where we are in West Hollywood, we walk all the time to go.
Not allowed.
I know. The looks that I get for just walking. I've had some people like pull up and be like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, just walking." Like I've got a backpack on. I'm walking.
Down. What's happened?
They're like, "What? What are you doing?" Yeah, I'm like, walking. Sometimes I walk to the gym, and it's like you know a 30-minute walk. And in London, that's completely normal. In LA, they're like, "What are you doing?" But also the traffic and parking is a nightmare sometimes. So I'm like, I'm just going to walk.
Parking's not a nightmare in LA. They've got so much space.
Yeah, but sometimes it is an absolute nightmare to find parking, especially if you have to find street parking on like Sunset or in, you know.
I'll valet it, love. What you doing?
That's
come
true.
On. It's spend some of hubby's money. Get that
but then
valet
you have to have
going.
Cash for tips. I'm like, I don't carry cash anymore. I'm like, you take Apple Pay for a tip. Like,
it's a nightmare finding street parking on Sunset. Is one of the best anyone's ever on.
What a horrible life.
Where'd it all go wrong?
I'm not being there. I used to spend a lot of time in LA. I've not been there for a long time. It's where I met my girlfriend, who's British, but we met in LA. And I had it down. I had my gym. I had the mobile phone shop that I go and get my international SIM card for.
Oh, lovely.
Right.
I
had it all down. It was down. I would go to the shops. I knew where I was going. I got my private members club. Lovely. Yeah. The one upstairs on the top.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "Hey, you're back." Oh, I loved it. Tiff came and lived here with me and I'm like, "Let's go back to LA." She's like, "What do I want to go there for? I used to live there. I want to go on holiday." So I don't get there anymore now. But Anyway, we're not here to talk about any of that. So the collection is out. What's the collection called?
It's just the Reese X Tom Daly. Nothing very inventive, to be honest. It's nice. But, you know, but yeah.
I look forward to you sending me that outfit.
Absolutely. Oh, you're going to get
one in the
post.
Tom, please do, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You send it, I'll wear it.
Great. Okay. Right. You're going to rock it. This one, this exact cohort. Yeah.
I will send you a video of me walking out on holiday with my friends wearing that. Perfect. And their reaction.
Cannot wait.
Now, there is a film about Tom Daly.
Mm. There is.
Which is called 1.6 Seconds, which I thought was about my love life, but it turns out...
apparently not.
It's about Tom's incredible life story.
It's really weird to watch
that. Such a great title.
It's the time it takes from the Temia platform to the water.
Brilliant title.
Wow.
Yeah. It all happens in that 1.6 seconds. It is a really surreal thing to watch back your whole life. And it was all archival footage of things that my dad had filmed that I had never seen before.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if you realise this, but the thing is, when I was young, right, when I was like 10 years old, if you watch documentaries or films about people's lives, there was no footage or little footage of them when they're young because video cameras, A, either didn't exist, or B, were very expensive.
Yeah.
But now with you, there'll be camera phone footage of you, like that. As you say, that your dad would have taken. So I bet they've got everything. I bet.
Yeah, like my dad had a camcorder like of the day I left for my first Olympics, my first swimming lessons, like my, you know. I think they even got video footage. It's not a documentary, but of when I was actually born.
Wow.
Like, you know, I've got all kinds of the things that I'd never, ever seen before, photos I'd never seen of me and my dad. Like, it was really, like, quite, you know, special to have all of that. And that was one of the reasons for doing the documentary, is that so that my kids can, like, one day look back at it and...
Yeah,
understand
that's
what I
for
did,
them, isn't it?
Yeah, because you know, my oldest is going to be 7 next month. It's crazy.
God, time is just going
too fast.
How long is it since we went to Nando's?
I would have been in Plymouth, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I would have been. I think that's like 2013.
No, it's before.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it is.
It might have even been 2010. Actually,
I think it might have been 2010 because I left there in 2012.
So you were 16.
Right?
Tom was 16,
yeah, so
17.
I was 16. Yeah, I was 16.
And we went for Nando's.
We did.
Yeah. Oh, we had a great night.
Oh, it was lovely. It was lovely. Get the best of Plymouth.
It's a great thing to have, as you say, this film about yourself. But also, as well, if I can be actually not take the Mickey for a second, it's a great story. Your story is a great story. So you were what? How old would you have been when you got into the diving? 9, 10?
I was 7. When I first started. So I did it for 23 years in total.
But look at that 23 years. I mean, if you're going to be decent at diving, you want to see if you can get a gold medal at the Olympics.
Yeah. Took me a while to get there, but after 5 Olympics.
Yeah, but guess what? Most people don't get there.
Yeah.
Most people don't get it. At the Olympics every time. So your gold medals, there's only one or two, if you're being pedantic, people can win that gold medal for that particular event every 4 years.
Yeah.
So everybody else in the world doesn't get one.
Mm. Yeah, that was the hard thing. I also talk about it in the documentary of like knowing that I could, but also having to come to terms with the fact that I might never is like, and knowing that you work every day and sacrifice so much to maybe get it, maybe not. And how do you deal with the highs of that and the lows of that in like Rio 2016, like I completely went from getting a world record in the prelim to then completely bombing out in the semi-final and not making the final when I thought I was going to win a gold medal at those Olympics. And then all of a sudden I'm then like, am I going to do this for another 4 years, which ended up being 5 because of the pandemic. It's really kind of daunting to put yourself through 4 years of training to know that, one, you might be injured and never actually get there. Two, you might get to the competition and not have the best day and therefore not win a medal. And so it's a real commitment. And I think the only reason why I started then and being able to win that gold medal with Matty was that I was able to realize that I'm more than just a diver and that diving wasn't the be all and end all of everything that I did. Like becoming a parent was like, you realize that no matter what happens on this diving board, like whether it's good or bad, I'm going to go home to the kids and my husband and know that life is going to go on.
Yeah. Do you talk to anybody? Do you get any kind of counseling? Because your mental health can get take an absolute kick in what you do.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the big topics in the documentary was my like mental health and like kind of not necessarily having those protections in place when I was a kid for like, I, you know, didn't have any media training. So I just talked about anything and everything anyone ever asked me.
Yeah.
So then once you start that at like 10 years old, then that's just on the table for the rest of your life kind of thing. So
but also to psychoanalyze the whole situation. All right, so you've designed this outfit you're wearing.
Yes.
Okay, so Monday that goes on sale at Reese. Okay,
yes.
Now let's just say that goes doolally. It's so popular, right? And they go, wow, your range is in the top 10 the best fashion ranges currently on sale in Europe. You'd be like, wow, that's amazing. Oh, wow, I'm really proud of myself. The sportsman's mentality is
top 10.
Is you get a bronze,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're the third best in the world.
Mm.
And you're gutted.
Yeah, it's like, I think, you know, the first one in London 2012, winning that bronze medal, I was... It's funny, you go through stages as an athlete, like of one, your goal is to get to the national championships. Then it's, I want to win a medal at the national championships. Then you want to make it to the world championships. Then you want to win a medal at the world championships. Mm. Then you want to make it to the Olympics. Then you want to win a medal. Once you've won a medal, it's like, now I want the gold.
Yeah.
And then once you get the gold, nothing in my life will ever, ever compare to being able to go and compete at an Olympic Games,
right,
and try and get on an Olympic podium. Like there is no fashion collection, there is no knitwear designing, there is no...
No British Gas commercial.
No commercials. It's
oh,
ever.
They are good, Tom.
Well,
thank you.
Nice. You know, I've always got my like my bum out and my clothes out. Like,
we've always said
it goes.
That.
There's not many people that wear more clothes to bed than they do to work.
It's true.
That's a nice
And
line.
That is me. So,
that's a great line.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just imagining that for a second.
Back of the room.
Listen, I could talk to you for hours. I really could. I think you're a great guy, and it's lovely dipping in and out of your life as I do a little bit. And I'm looking forward to this. So this is set to premiere on Discovery Plus in the UK and Ireland from the 1st of June.
Yes.
Tom Daly, 1.6 seconds, which is a great title.
Isn't it?
But, you know... It's at the same time. 1.6 seconds.
Is that it? That's the whole length of the documentary as well. So yeah. It's a quick watch.
It's 1.6.
You're trying to get a gold. I'm trying to get to 1.5. So you can see that on Discovery Plus in the UK and Ireland from the 1st of June. Really love to see you.
Thank you.
How long are you going to be here for?
I'm only here till Saturday.
Oh,
then I'm off back
God.
Again. It's actually quite a long trip. Sometimes I come in and out for 24 hours. But here we are.
Oh. Yeah. And are the family with you? Or are you on your own?
No. I'm on my own. Bringing a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old for a 3-day trip to London sounds like hell.
So oh, he's not here. He's back home?
Yeah. So,
you'll be out the lash every night.
Yeah. I'm up at like 6:30 every day doing like radio and talking to people. So, when I didn't have kids, I always used to be like, oh, imagine just like extending it a day and just being able to wake up in the morning and go for a coffee and a breakfast and just like, yeah. But you know, I'm also excited to get back to the kids.
The one thing you'll do, because now the kids are not here, it's like, oh, you're going to go partying, you're going to go clubbing, you're going to go drinking. No, I'm going to go sleep.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what I'm going to do. I'm going to get 8 hours of sleep
without daddy.
Really good to see you.
Good to see you too.
All the best.
I'm sure I'll see you again sometime soon.
You will see me soon when you deliver me that.
Yes,
outfit.
Exactly. Hand delivered. Oh, yeah, exactly.
And you have to, Tom. He'll wear it.
Here comes the lover.
Here I am. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see that.
Everybody watch the film 1.6 seconds starring our very good friend, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Daly.
Well, cheers, Tom.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains, and far too many things to mention.
Save up to 50% in-store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids.
Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Radio X. News update, next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Nice to have Alan back on the show, wasn't it?
Yeah.